You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have Sarah Jane Weaver with me, the executive editor of Church News. Sally Dietline is here, executive producer at Hale Center Theater. And Charlotte Jessup is my guest, the president of Smedley Financial. I want to ask you, can I ask you a financial question, Charlotte? I guess I'll start with this and put off another topic for a minute. I was just having a conversation with a friend about how every year, I say to myself, I am not going to overspend before Christmas. I am not going to overspend because after Christmas morning, it looks like some tornado has gone through my house and it's just the excess makes me sick a little bit because I'm an overdoer. I've been overdoing it forever. And my parents used to say to me when they were still alive, Amanda, you have to learn how to just cut back. And I've never learned it. But Charlotte, I wonder, how do you approach this season of giving, and the spirit is there, and sometimes the spirit leads you to spend more than you want to or on something that isn't of benefit to the family. Speak to this for a moment.
I think things are changing quite a bit from what they used to be, because you know, it used to be all the presents under the tree on Christmas morning, you know, the more the better. And we've just watched not only our children but our grandchildren, as they get more, they appreciate less. You know, they appreciate it for a shorter period of time, but the expense and the out-of-pocket for the family and the parents can be significant, especially in this time where we have inflation. Prices have gone up for everything. Many families are struggling just to meet the base needs. I mean, seriously, struggling just to meet, get food on the table, pay the bills, you know, have a home to live in. And so the excess probably is more front of mind than it used to be. But we have a lot of people who are working and focusing more on experiences for their family, not so much stuff, but an experience that creates a memory that they will have for the rest of their lives. You know, we did this, and it doesn't have to be grand, like you're traveling somewhere amazing. It's like, we're going to do something on Christmas Day or the day before Christmas or during the holidays. We're going to create a tradition where we go and do something as a family that's memorable. And maybe we incorporate that with serving others at the same time, so that we have the spirit of Christmas.
Maybe it's my age, but I'm at the stage in my life where I just don't want anything except experiences like you describe. I want to be with my family, but please don't get me anything else that I'm going to eventually give to the DI. You know, I don't need anything.
My kids laugh because they'll ask us what we want for Christmas. And you know, when you're at my age, my stage of life, you probably have most everything that you really need. And they laugh when I say, I just want you to come and spend time with me.
That's all I
want. I just
want
to be with my family. That's what is most important to me.
Yeah. I do worry about debt because I've seen the reports about how we're taking on more and more debt, even during these difficult times. And that scares me a little bit.
I think during the pandemic, a lot of people who were in certain incomes had a big surge of cash that came into their hands. And so they changed a lot of their lifestyle. And they stepped up their lifestyle because they had the cash to do it. Well, now they're trying to maintain that same lifestyle, but the cash is gone and a lot of that's ending up on credit cards. And you all know that what's happening with credit cards and interest rates. Now the interest rates are, you know, they're over the top. I know people who have home equity loans that, you know, they got at 2% because they wanted some things. And, you know, that is a variable rate. And so it's changing. And now their home equity loan's at 8%. And the payment, they're only paying interest only, not principal. And the payment's gone up. So we really have to be conscientious of what we're spending and not going into debt for things that are really not going to bring us happiness long term.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charlotte. Does this speak to you, Sarah?
Oh, of course. The endless search in life is for happiness. And it's so easy to think that those are connected with things. And I so appreciate you pointing out that so much of happiness comes from both our experiences and our associations.
it. That's it. That's why we crave family, I think, at this time of year, because we just want to be with people we love, not just family, but our extended family, our work families. And, you know, I feel that way about all three of you. Just being with you is a gift to me. And, you know, Sally, when Charlotte was talking about experiences, I thought of your theater. I mean, I have spent some of the rarest moments of my life sitting in the Hale Center Theater, which includes seeing Elf, which was awesome. I loved it.
Elf is so much fun. I can't believe how many people have wanted to see that thing. It's like, I was like, where have we been? We have never done Elf. So we did it. It's interesting. We will have people all the time tell us, this is what we do for Christmas for our family. So they will, you know, grandpa and grandma will buy tickets for everybody. And they'll go to Chuck-O-Rama before, and then they'll come and see a show at the theater, or sometimes they'll get one of the rooms here at the theater and have a little something. And that idea of being together, theater is an interesting thing because you actually experience what's happening. You get to be there when it happens. It's mm-hmm. different from a movie or other things where it was filmed long before. But with theater, you experience it together with the actors, the whole thing, when it actually happens. And they don't cost a whole lot of money, but they really tend to stay with you. And I love that feeling because, for one thing, these credit cards, isn't Utah one of the ones that has the most, you'll be able to tell us, but the most maxed out credit cards of any state union? Didn't I read that recently?
I think so. I did too. You know, as you were talking about the theater, it reminds me, I had a guest on my program years ago who said the most interesting thing to me. And I don't remember who said it now, but I remember what she said. And it was, I go to see theater in person because God might show up. And I took that to mean that magic may happen.
Yes.
And I will be there to witness it. And that can't happen in a movie. That can only happen in a live performance.
That's right. And again, it's not just theater, but it's the sound of a piano or a live violin or the beautiful voice out of opera or the beautiful dancers who have just the ballet dancers who have just a window of time to dance at that highest form that they dance. I mean, to be there with them during that moment in time for them to be able to see that delivered. It's just remarkable, and it's something you never forget. It's something that really lives with you.
Brilliant. Let me take another brief break, and I'll be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Sally Dietlein is here with Charlotte Jessup and Sarah Jane Weaver, and we'll be back in a moment.
Finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.